Live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, man. We're meeting so many people. They're really starting to come out of their tents here in Glamptown. And I see food going. They've got different stuff happening, like some breakfast burritos. Got the grills rolling.
It's a beautiful day. The sun is so bright that I have my back turned. I look like I'm shunning Glamptown, but I didn't bring my sunglasses, and it's in my eyes.
You know what I'm kind of excited about? A couple of things going on with the Indy 500. Vice President Mike Pence will be here. He'll be here. No word on officially what he's doing or if he's just attending it as a spectator, but security will be stepped up for that. But actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Do you know who that is, Alex? Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Is he in Walking Dead?
Yeah, he's Negan. Negan is going to be the pace car driver.
What is a pace car driver?
They're the ones that get to drive, and they're really nice. When he's going to be driving in, let's see here, he will be driving the 2017 Chevrolet Corvette Grand Sport pace car. So they're the one that when the race actually starts, he gets to kind of lead them.
I want to do that. How do you get to be that person? Just got to be famous?
I think it'd be really famous. Yeah, you and I, we're not even allowed to go on the track, so
I gotta call Amber Portwood and ask who her contact is at Vivint, I guess. I'm going to have to, like, make a tape or something so I can get famous enough.
Can you help me out? I'm super fat and lazy. Can you grab that off the ground? Here, I'm getting some help in the background. My papers just blew down, and I'm sitting in these little, like, camp chairs, and I'm so fat that I can't get up in time, so it'd
Good
be like
grief.
Half an hour. All right, we've got my paper, and this is a serious thing. It's about your wiener and your hot dogs and your sausage.
Okay.
There has been a recall. These sausages and hot dogs contain metal shards.
Ew.
Kansas food distributor has recalled nearly 100,000 pounds of pre-cooked sausage products for the same reason.
Oh, this is important for Memorial Day.
Yeah, it is. Or if you're coming out here to the Indy 500, I mean, I figure people are going to have a lot of hot dogs.
What brand?
And sausage. The exact stuff is the recall includes more than 8,000 cases of 16.6-ounce packages of Eckrich Smoky Cheddar Breakfast Sausage. So you could be eating that right now. It's the naturally hardwood smoke. So
what the heck are they doing with metal things in it?
I don't know. Did it, like, a part break or fall off? But if you have that stuff, check it out. Or even if you have something else, I just would double check it because do you really want metal in your
That makes my teeth hurt. Like, it freaks me out.
Because the products were distributed in Indiana, so there's a very good chance that you could have that. Now, I'd like to hear from you at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, 317-239-1009 if you want to call in. This teacher is getting a lot of heat for naming their student most likely to do something. A teacher in Texas, they named their student most likely to be a terrorist.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
No, I don't think they mean, like they're going to blow up and kill somebody. I think just, like, you know, they terrorize everybody. Like I was a little terrorist in school. I was annoying. I was always causing problems.
How did they ever think that was going to go over well with that kid's parents?
I don't know. Seventh grader Elizabeth Vedawa says that they found it as a joke. She got the certificate during a mock award ceremony. She says the teacher who signed it handed out certificates to a number of students while the teachers watched and laughed. She said some of the people might be offended, but it doesn't really bother me. But I guess the parents got all butthurt about it.
Of course.
So they're not happy about that, and they're actually going to handle it internally, according to a spokesperson. So I don't think the teacher's going to get fired, but she nominated the girl as most likely to be a terrorist. To me, that's funny.
My parents would have said the same thing about me.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if we nominated that, for sure. Like, most likely to eat all the food, Joe. Most likely to take food home after a work lunch, Joe. Now, let's go back to back in the day, middle school and high school. Alex, were you ever nominated for anything most likely to something?
Yes.
God, I'm trying to think. I would say most likely to talk in class.
For sure that, but you're not going to guess what mine is. It's pretty wild. I totally forgot about it till you even brought this story up, and I was like, whoa, that's so weird.
I don't know. What were you most likely to voted for?
So I was voted most likely to become a household name.
What?
Yeah, isn't that cool? And so, I mean, I'm not a household name. It's not like every house in America knows where I am. I mean, by far. But, I mean, I do talk on the radio and that I was on a reality show last year. So, like, that's kind of cool. So it's kind of true. A few people know who I am, but I thought that was neat. I didn't even remember that I was voted that till you brought this up this morning.
I thought about it, too, because then I saw, like, I just thought, like, what a dummy to say most likely to be a terrorist. Like, it's funny, but you're going to offend everybody with that. For me, I was voted most likely to, like, a couple of things in our senior thing, most likely to be an MTV VJ.
That is crazy.
And the cool thing is back then, I graduated high school in 2004, so there was legit MTV, TRL. Now there's, like, nothing. That would have been awesome.
Well, they're bringing TRL back.
Yeah, most likely to be a celebrity was me, which didn't happen. It's
Whoa.
Funny. I went to school with a kid that played professional hockey in the NHL, so I think he's kind of a bigger, like, deal than me. I'm not a celebrity. I talk in the radio.
That's cool, but ours, like, fit, sort, especially the MTV VJ thing. Like, the kids that we went to school with, they pinned us right.
I think it's pretty cool. We got Megan here. She's with the Radio Now 100.9 Entourage. What about you? Were you ever nominated for anything in high school?
nominated Worst Case of Senioritis, which I thought was really funny. I was taking four AP classes, got a 4.0.
Whoa. So you were like the genius of the class, and they're like most likely to have senioritis.
Yeah, it's just because I got cold a lot, so I walked around with a blanket, some mittens, and a hat on every day.
You sound like Alex.
Yeah, really. I like wear a Snuggie every day of my life.
I like to be warm and comfortable, but I still did all my work.
Absolutely.
Alex, on the spot right here, let's think about all of our coworkers. So you got me and you already established.
Producer NYK.
We got Producer NYK. We've got Hunter. We've got Buster. We've got Elliot King. Let's do most likely. What do you think they were most likely to be in school? Let's start out with Producer NYK,
the man
in black.
I mean, Producer NYK is in his all-black ensembles. I feel like most likely to become a ninja.
Most likely to take on some aliens like the movies.
Yeah, Men in Black.
I thought like most like I would say because he's always in black, like most likely to break and enter or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, criminal.
That's
criminal.
Good.
He's a good guy, but I'd see that.
That's fine. All right,
now let's get to Hunter. What do you think about Hunter?
Hunter is on after our show every day from 10 to 3.
Yes. Like, I would think for Hunter, like, most likely to, I can't even say that one. I'm trying to think. Most likely to star in a Winnie Pooh live-action movie or reenactment.
Hunter is like, I don't know, he's the sweetest guy. He's madly in love with his wife. He's like relationship goals.
Oh, dude,
he's just
sure.
Like, you know, what we call Hunter is like the station dad. Like, he's just like the nicest guy. I feel like most likely to become like a stay-at-home dad or something. I don't know. That suits him.
All right. What about Buster? I have a few ideas.
Good
with
Lord.
Buster. I'd say Buster, like, most likely to get a jail and tattoo.
For sure.
Or a tattoo in jail.
Most Sorry. Likely to shank someone, especially me. Most likely to smoke some weed.
I don't know what that sound effect is. I know nothing about that one.
No.
All right.
Most likely to post up in an abandoned house.
Just squatting rights. This is mine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can see that. And finally, Elliot Kings, who does nights here on Radio Now 100.9. I would say that Elliot is most likely to start a party. Like, he's just a fun, happy dude.
Elliot is most likely to, like, paint his entire body, shave his head, and, like, be up on one of those screens at, like, a basketball game or whatever.
I don't see any of that fitting him at all. Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us. Let us know what you were, voted most likely to. Did it actually pan out? Were you, like, most likely to be successful, but, like, now you're a bum and you're, like,
what if mine would have been super weird? Would you, okay, like, let's say, for example, it said Alex, most likely to rub her butt cheeks on a stranger. Would you say that fits?
I wouldn't say. You know what? I just thought of this right now off the top of my head. How about you let us know if you're listening to the Joe and Alex Show right now? 317-239-1009. You can call in or tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. What do you think would work for us? Like, for Alex and for me? Like,
oh, I already know they're going to say, like, Alex, most likely to be negative and piss people off. That's what they'll say.
Most likely to get punched in the face for talking trash about something.